All right, we're going to close out this portion of our Listen Live at 9 o'clock Pacific. We will resume with the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, but for now we are closing out this portion so that we can go to our subscriber-only pre-show in which I may use the N-word. That's right. So we'll catch up with you cats on the flip-flop at 9 o'clock, as I mentioned, Pacific. And like that. All right, so welcome to all of our subscribers. I'm not going to use the N-word, but I am going to tell you that I was listening to Beat the Bank, that one hip-hop song we were playing by, who's the artist? I don't know, but he samples a baby crying. And I just wanted to let you know if, you know, in the very, very extreme likely, you know, probability that you're, you know, watching and listening, young man, whatever the fuck your name is, sampling a crying baby, that, I got to tell you, that track, I'm never going to play that shit again because it sucks. Do you understand when you sample a baby crying? In the song, if you hear it, you hear this long wail that he uses. It's obviously a baby in a crib crying for a bottle of milk, which probably didn't sound all that horrific when the baby was actually crying, but used in that track, it's a long, torturous wail. And it just grates on my fucking nerves, and it destroys your motherfucking piece of shit song, and I'm not going to play it again, and that's just me, and I'm not saying anybody else shouldn't play it. I think you should play it until the fucking cows come home. Love it. Dig it. But, and here's where, you know, I don't want some, well, I better not say it. Nigger. See, you don't like me using that word, then don't have a fucking baby crying on your goddamn track. Well, it's the same thing. That's the same thing for me. Now, you know, satellite finds 122 objects in the ocean. No, this is not a Michael Richards moment. No way, no. I know exactly what I'm doing. Using an infant like that, to me, is a... now, if I find out that it wasn't an infant, if it was just the sound of a car screeching, or then it's my mistake, but I ain't... you know, I'm not backing off my initial assessment of it sounding like a baby wailing. Time is running out before missing plane data recorders stop pinging. All right. Now, this is a download available to you after the show. So for those of you that have requested some of these pre-shows, and I know that we've had a great many pre-shows in the past that are probably way better than the pre-shows we're doing now, or the ones that you will eventually be able to download now, audio only, I want to say one thing. A great idea from a Facebook friend of ours, Lauren, who said to me on a message, a private message, in which he sent me a, you know, picture of his penis, and I'm kidding. No, he didn't. He said, Phil, why don't you go back to your other pre-shows and have someone transcribe that shit into a book, you know, transcribe it and then edit that down, and there's your autobiography. And I said, shit, that's a great idea, because if you stop and think about it, the shit's already fucking written, and pardon me for the brief thing. I'm just shutting some fucking programs down. The shit's already written, so I can just use that, and that's where that's at. All right, let me tell you what we're going to do on the show today. We have a couple of things. Bob Green is going to be on to talk about Candy Crush Saga. Apparently, Candy Crush Saga's initial stock price, blows every kind of fucking ape. It just was bad, man. It opened, it didn't open as well as they thought it would, which makes me fucking laugh. I'll tell you why it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh because of the sadistic hook it has on me. I play that fucked up game, and I resent them for it. I resent the psychological hold they have over me, but they will not take my money. I haven't spent one nickel on Candy Crush Saga, nor will I ever. And seeing that the initial offering of their stock price, I don't know what the name of the company is, Butt Fuck Incorporated, for all, you know, that to me, that's what it ought to be called. It's, yes, the makers of Candy Crush Saga, Anal Rape Incorporated, Anal Rape out of New York, ARNY, Anal Rape New York, Anal Rape Industries, ARI. Anal Rape Enterprises, R. Or Anal Rape and... I'm just kidding. So, I'm not kidding. That's what it ought to be called. So anyway, they offered their goddamn bullshit stock price, and everyone said, you can take that and stick that way up there, because we've seen you shit things more valuable than Candy Crush, as Margaret called it. I didn't. Margaret called it Candy Crush Faga. Oh, that's bad. So we've done the N-word and we've done the F-word here in the early morning hours, in the early morning going here of our pre-show on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous. World-famous for what? World-famous for weird. World-famous for WFW. World-famous for weird. World-famous for WFFW. This is WFFW, world-famous for weird. What is WCW? That's the World Championship Wrestling. Then there was WWF, which was World Wrestling Federation, but that was also the World Wildlife Fund. So then they had to just change to World Wrestling Entertainment. Now, I will tell you this, and I alluded to it yesterday, and I'm going to allude to it again. I understand very, very deeply and with great empathy the pain of losing your loved one. I do. But I certainly would hope that at some point the families of those people will begin to exercise some restraint and dignity in this process and give... We're still here with the living, you see. We're all alive, and we all want to do what we can for you. We want to find out what happened. Everybody in the world is fixated on this fucking thing, man. Everybody wants to know what happened. But to see a bunch of people standing there in front of the camera and going like fucking apeshit. Everybody wants to know what's up. I do. Goddamn, I'm number one on the list. I've been on this thing. I've been humping this thing and fucking this thing. I have had my leg draped over this story for months. Even before it happened, I anticipated it. So I definitely want to see what's going down downtown. But I certainly would hope that the bereaved, God bless them, will exercise some emotional restraint in this very painful process so that we're not seeing them every day now on TV with their faces pressed into a camera lens, wailing and screaming and snot flying out and hitting the lens and blurring the picture. And I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do the 6 weeks. Remember Robert De Niro in King of Comedy? I can't. You're starting again. You started with the 6 weeks again. So. God, that's a funny scene. That's a funny scene. And the other scene in that movie that I love is when Sandra Bernhardt says, do you want to make a decision? I am going fucking nuts. I'm going fucking crazy. She's holding the gun. She's holding this fucking cap pistol on Jerry Lewis, and Robert De Niro is going, you dominated the Hulk. He can't get a word in edgewise. She's yapping at him. Oh, my God, it's fucking funny. He uses a phrase, too, that I don't know whether he learned it from his mother when he was growing up, but my mother used the phrase, my father, you dominated the whole conversation. That's the phrase. You dominated the whole conversation. All right, so, here's an ad for tonysbodyshop.com. All right, Tony. Woo! Yeah, brother. Tonysbodyshop.com, 485-5514. Uh-oh, Tony just got run over by a truck. Now, where are you located, Tony? I like Tony. Where's he at? Where's he located? Where the fuck? It doesn't tell you where? All right, so I would hope that would happen so that we're not seeing any more snot spewing into the fucking lens. Now, I told you we'd give you the batting order for today's show. I don't have the fucking time right now, okay? I mean, it'll be fine. Believe me. Gwyneth Paltrow and the breakup with her hubs or ubsers is going to be dealt with, I believe, by Dean Wheeler, because they consulted a guru, and the guru, not guru, but guru, that's just how Margaret taught me to say it, the guru said to them, you need to have a conscious uncoupling. Some gay, it sounds to me, it's not gay, excuse me for saying that. It sounds, conscious uncoupling sounds filthy. By the way, the woman on here with John Berman, you gotta have, I'm not trying to make fun, okay, honestly, because I think she's lovely. She's got large breasts. She's just a big, beautiful brunette. John Berman is a little tiny dork-looking dude. And she overwhelms him. She takes up much of the screen. God knows I'm not the best-looking guy on the hit parade, but John Berman is a little, tiny, 12-year-old-looking guy, and here is this big, gorgeous, big-titted, you know. And she looks like she's got very little patience for him, too. Like, no, don't give me your sex jokes. Berman is a little nebbishy guy who looks like he wants to comment on her tits, but he can't. It's not going to work. It's a news show. Have respect and dignity, John, even as you battle to keep that hard-on from hitting the table and doing the Larry King thing, which a lot of you remember when Larry King had on JonBenet Ramsey's parents. Larry popped a boner because he had it bad for both of them. Larry, because he is a disgusting degenerate, but we love him and we do honor him, but he is a degenerate. He wanted to have a three-way with the JonBenet's parents, and you could hear his hard-on hitting the table like that, like, you know. And JonBenet's Patsy Ramsey kept saying, come in. You know, she was looking around for the... She's on a TV show, and she's hearing... Is that the... I'll go get the door. No, honey, that's... no, but Patsy, don't worry. That's my dick hitting the... You know, I'm sorry. So that was also something that disgusted me and continues to. Daryl Issa, he disgusts the fuck out of me. Now, look, I said, don't fuck up this goddamn speed. I like the train. I want the bullet fucking train. Why? Because I go to Vegas. And I'd go to Vegas more. If you got a bullet train to Vegas, I'm there every fucking day. Every fucking day playing blackjack, playing video poker, playing fucking, what do you want to call it, roulette. I'd also get into some of them poker tournaments and get my ass handed to me. But I want to see how good I'd be in one. I've never been in a poker tournament. I love poker. But who the fuck's got the time, right? Except for the rest of my very close personal friends who I can't name because, you know, I don't know who they are right now. But they go off, they play in all these goddamn poker tournaments, and they're fucking good, too. I guess, you know, a lot of people say, God, how do you like that? Let's take Kevin Pollak, for instance, the very fine actor, the great, very, very tight friend of mine who I haven't talked to in 3 years since he interviewed me. But Kevin Pollak is a great poker player. And people will say, God, how lucky can you be? The fucking guy is a great actor, and he's a great stand. Look at him. He plays poker, too? God damn. Well, he's a great poker player. That's why he's a great actor and a great... He's a winner. The guy wins at things, you know? So, I think it's time for Phil Henry to branch out and to show the size of his dick when it comes to poker, because God knows if he actually slapped the real one out there, it would put a lot of men in, you know, they would give up, they'd quit, they would just go ahead and resign their membership in the Man Club. Yay. Of course, I kid. I have to say that because there are a number of women who've actually seen it. And that Sun says Malaysia is hiding the truth. What are you fucking talking about now? Here's some guy standing on TV. This is what I'm talking about. That's right. Malaysia's lying. They shut the motherfucking thing down. They've got everybody hidden. It's a human experiment. Maybe China knows something about human experiments because you motherfuckers have been doing some of that shit. What do you think? All I would say is the following. Ryan Neal tells CNN he hopes his father's faith, knowledge as a survival enthusiast may mean he is still alive. Stephen Neal, a plumber on a service call when the landslide... Oh, this is this terrible landslide. I don't even want to deal with that. One of the things I said to Lawrence Ross and his buddies on the radio, little internet show they do, I said, rather than complain about having, quote-unquote, having to talk about this shit, and I've been guilty of this myself, why do I got to talk about Enron? Why do I got to talk about... Down through the years, there have been a great many topics. And I listen to these air checks of myself. I said, well, then what the fuck are you doing talking about it? You know, for instance, I'll give an example. March Madness, I could give a fuck. You haven't heard me mention one goddamn thing about March Madness because I've turned over. How come every time I see Angie's List and it says, here's Angie, it's a different woman? Man, they're lying to me. They show a different fucking woman every time they show an Angie's List commercial. It'll say Angie Smith or Angie Brown or Angie, Angie. And then it'll show the woman, and you're, okay, she's the lady that founded Angie's List. Oh, that's great. What a great success story. Next commercial, Angie so-and-so. Wait a minute. That's not, that woman's blonde. Next commercial, Angie's List. Hi, I founded Angie. Well, what, you're fucking 50. The last one was 30. You wear glasses. The last one had a big nose and big ears. In fact, the last one looked like a man. In fact, it was a man in a wig. This one is a woman, but I'd take the guy in the wig. Now here comes the next commercial, Angie's List. And this commercial with the little blonde Labrador puppy for the puppy chow, is if it was any cuter with the little puppy falling down, going for his bowl and he spills it, if it was any fucking cuter, you'd have to put me on a fucking gurney and immediately give me insulin treatment, man, because this shit is just off the charts cute. I want a dog, said Phil as he put his finger in his nose. All right, now where were we? All right. I was making a really good point about someone, I forget. Oh, yeah. The goddamn Malaysian Airlines thing. Just give it a fucking rest. These motherfuckers didn't do anything with your relatives, folks. Give it a fucking rest, will you? Not every single goddamn thing that we experience in life. Everybody now, it's a fucking conspiracy. Even my friends. I mean, I can't stand it any longer. Because I'll tell them, I said, would you think critically for once in your goddamn fucking life? Just because you don't buy the official version doesn't mean you're not drinking the Kool-Aid. The people that are drinking the Kool-Aid now are the motherfuckers that think every goddamn thing is a conspiracy. And why do they think that? Because they believe that the world is actually controlled by some large nexus of supervisors in a large factory. See, those people are pussies, in my opinion. Anybody that believes that 9/11 was a conspiracy, anybody that believes in anything, you're the pussy because you think daddy has all the answers. You're too gutless to realize that, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be, you know, that, you know, angry, but it fucking angers me. You're too gutless to realize there's random evil, there are accidents. This shit happens. And those people tell you, oh, it's impossible. It's just impossible. They're hiding something. They're covering up. Why? Because we don't have the fucking answer for you in one cunt hair of amount of time. Because we don't have the fucking answer laying at your doorstep. So you don't have to feel any fucking anxiety. So that every fucking step of the way, even if we had the fucking answer, we laid it at your goddamn doorstep, within 2 seconds, you would say, that's too fast. Don't you take your time over these things? Oh, wow, yeah, sure. You just happen to have the answers to what happened. Well, no planes change course and then go this way and that way and that. No, I didn't think it was possible that planes would fly into a building. I didn't think it was fucking possible. Do planes just blow up and fall out of the fucking sky in this day and age where we build such fantastic airplanes and we have so many fucking fantastic goddamn fucking things that keep these things from happening? Does that happen? Do pilots commit suicide and just go ahead and push the yoke forward and nose that motherfucker into the desert? Does that happen? Yes. Do aircraft suddenly go on autopilot and everybody in the aircraft is dead? Yes. Well, we know it happened to a Learjet. Does it ever happen to a commercial jetliner? Yes, it happened to the Helios jet in Greece in the early 2000s. This was a goddamn airliner. Chartered an airliner that was carrying commercial passengers. Its environmental systems somehow went haywire. I forget what it was, but everybody in the fucking aircraft was gone. They were out. They scrambled jets. They got alongside this thing. They looked inside. The pilot said, we can see the oxygen masks dangling, but there's no cabin movement. There's no movement in the cabin at all. We can see the cockpit. We see the co-pilot slumped over. We don't see the pilot anywhere. And the pilot could very well have just fallen out of his fucking seat. Or he could have been in the can or something, you know, taking a shit and just went out. And then they saw one, as I mentioned this to the listener, I don't know if I said this on the pre-show or not. Then they saw these jet fighter pilots, the Greek Air Force, And I think Cyprus, they were looking in the cockpit. They saw one man walk into the cockpit and sit down and try to get control of this aircraft. It turned out it was one of the flight attendants who'd had flight training. Now, why was he still alive? Well, I don't know. But if you are one of those people that doesn't drink the Kool-Aid, you probably think he was working for the Greek government. Or the drug that was shot into him, it didn't have effect, and he was able to get up and try to save the aircraft at the last minute. You see? And really, now why did they... tell me again why they downed this air... Well, they downed the aircraft because there's a politician in Greece who is, you know, getting... So they decided to crash a plane to take the... It was a red flag thing to get it off the thing. Yeah. Okay. You don't... Are you kidding? You don't believe me? No, I don't. You're going to have to fucking come up with more evidence. Well, it stands to reason. That's their... Anytime anybody says to me... One of my friends has said that to me like 2 days ago. Two fucking nights ago, a friend of mine said, think about it. Anytime anybody says, think about it, Jack, they ain't got diddly shit for proof. All they got is think about it. Yeah, I'll think about it. Here's what I come up with when I think about it. You're nuts, okay? And you're the Kool-Aid sucker, not me. Sucker. So John Berman sits there next to this large brunette woman with the big, you know, and he's like, he's struggling to keep his eyes off her tits. He's just struggling. He's a little nebbishy guy. He's got on a purple tie, and he's got the whole nerd haircut. And he's looking, yes, mm-hmm. And he's been told by CNN, because they are a channel that is proper, unlike Fox, which has all those sluts, that the next time Fox is this close to putting Gretchen Carlson on there and just having her inadvertently keep her legs open with no underwear on, and then when they say, you know, we saw... She'll say, oh, so a woman is not allowed to be a woman, is that it? Anyway, families are already filing suit over Flight 370. This ought to be really good, because I can't wait for the truth to come out in this. And the truth will be this. Nothing happened. They'll seize on a little piece of information, like maybe a member of the military was slow in translating the data, and it took longer than it should have, and he gets reprimanded, okay? So the families and those who believe it was a conspiracy will seize on that. Ah, yes. And you remember back in 2014 when Malaysia... Flight 370, yes. And if you look at the history of this bill, you'll see that the Malaysian military was reprimanded by the court. The Malaysian military, in fact, was told by the court that you were that they did not do their duty and their job, and something happened. We don't know what, but the guy didn't, you know, the guy was asleep at the switch. He was getting a cup of coffee, whatever. It turns into 3 years later when they're interviewing this motherfucker on TV right. And so some other asshole with too much time on their hands, some housewife, excuse me for saying, or some guy that never gets out, never goes anywhere, it has that asshole burger syndrome. So he sits in his house and he grabs all this information and he does all this keyboard research and he comes up with his little, you know, theory, and then a whole bunch of other dick wipes out there think this guy is a genius, and they all get together, and for the next 10 years we're having to battle their bullshit. And what is it from? It's from the fact that the guy doesn't have any friends, and so he spends way too much fucking time online. There you go. All right. So in a minute, we're going to be firing it up here. I'm going to try to think of what it is I'm not remembering to do here. What am I not remembering to do here? What am I not remembering to do here? What am I not remembering to do here? All right, so we are going to be dealing with the Gwyneth Paltrow and the Jack Habibi, whoever the fuck this guy is that she married. Is this the guy from Cold Dick? Okay. Candy Crush Maker, they got their ass crushed. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
All right, Phil, this is Bob Green. This is Bob Green.
Bob, tell me about it.
Well, tell you about what? I mean, I got raped, and a lot of us got raped. I'm almost happy that I did get raped. It's the one time I got talked into buying. I don't really play the stock market. I don't believe in it. But I went ahead and because I heard you talking a lot about Candy Crush Saga.
Wait. You didn't buy based on me.
Well, I bought based on the fact that a lot of friends of mine that did. I bought a based on the fact there are a lot of people like you, and I consider you a friend, are we not?
Not really.
Oh, wow. Well, we're on the radio here, and you admit that you're not my friend.
Right. Well, you should have checked with me first.
Oh, hey, Phil, I'm gonna ask you if you're my friend. Are we friends?
You should have checked with me, man.
You should have checked with me, man.
So Candy Crush Saga raped me.
All right. Now we have the story of this little girl, Colorado Girls Act of Compassion. And, Margaret, are you going to deal with that, or who's that?
I don't know. What's the story?
This is a young girl who... Let me get over to the email, because this is just not going to work, man. In North Korea, General, is that you?
Yes, that'll be me. I'll take the North... I don't know.
Well, who's taking what? We got Dave Oliva is going to be on here to talk about... what the fuck is this? Me and my pops. Huh, look at Maria. There she is with her father. That's a great picture. That's a beautiful picture. All right. This is a great picture, Alex, of your mom and your grandfather. It's a hell of a great picture of him. I don't know if you guys can see this or not. That's my ex, Maria, when she was a little girl, with her father, who is Al, Big Al, who's right now he's in surgery. He's got some issues. But that's a beautiful picture of her dad and her. She was, Maria looks like she's probably about 12 or 13 there, and there's Big Al. She's got some great pictures of her father, like with no shirt on and a rifle slung over his shoulder, and he's on horseback. And like, Jesus, where and how, when was that, man? You know, where does a guy go to do something like that now? You know, just a fucking rifle, you know. I'm not saying go out and kill something, but no animal, nothing four-legged, that's for sure.
Oh, so you're saying something two-legged.
Yeah, that's as far as I'm concerned. Dave Oliva on the Secret Service. But the thing I want to start out with is Bob Green. I want to get that out of the way.
Well, Phil, I think Candy Crush Saga, I blame you. I spent money. Candy Crush Saga was something.
Okay. In a moment, we'll begin the show. Sound effects. Sound effects, sound effects, sound effects. No, I don't want that. I want... Bob Green from Fraser Foods here. Bob, how are you doing?
We're doing good, Phil, and seems like it's going to be a very good morning here.
Great. You want to tell me about Candy Crush Saga?
Well, I'm very happy to tell you about Candy Crush.
How you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm doing well, Phil. It seems to be a good morning here.
And you want to tell me about Candy Crush Saga?
Not really.
Thank you. All right, stand by, y'all. one thing, man. I am sick and tired of that motherfucking... let me see here. Something around. All right, we're going to be leaving our... and we are now leaving our subscriber-only pre-show. Get ready, get set, go. It's time for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.